First, we'll be dining in Peru. Australian Jason Nunca and Peruvian Lorena Valdivia met and fell in love working in the food industry on the Gold Coast. 5 years later, they opened their dream restaurant back in Lima, a fusion of the nation's diverse cuisine with Chef Jason's Australian and Asian influences. With an emphasis on sustainability and using local produce, the couple are particularly proud of their indoor hanging herb garden, which they'll be reproducing at the country's biggest gastronomic fair, Mistura. Monocle's Ed Stocker caught up with the pair at their Nunca restaurant in Lima's La Molina neighborhood.
Llega un arroz con pato, una pachananga y un pulpo.
The concept of Nunca is basically take the ideas that we've learned in Australia and from our travels, and I say we as in Lorena and I, because we've been together now for 5 years. So they're all of our experiences and using what we've learned there, but with the ingredients that we have here, the local ingredients from the mountains, from the jungle, from the coast, because to be honest, like in Peru, there's no problem. We have more ingredients than any other place in the world. And yeah, just bringing new things, maybe not so new for me, but new to the Peruvian public, and just doing it in a way that the people here can accept it. So still focusing on the flavors that they enjoy here, like the chili, the lime, all of that sort of stuff, but in our style.
And Lorena, a big concept here is sustainability, which is quite rare for a restaurant in South America as well.
Yeah, indeed it's quite rare here, but for example in Australia, from where my experience is from in the industry and from where Jason comes from, it's a huge industry, really giving importance to using local produce, to helping producers, to actually taking care of the environment. For us, it was really important to bring that here, where we have a gastronomic boom at the moment, but we have to take conscious on protecting our great biodiversity that we all talk about here in Peru, and also having young people like us and our team.
And can you just explain a little bit how you are sustainable, what sort of things you do in the restaurant?
Well, mainly, for example, our cuisine, it's seasonal. Our menu doesn't have like the title of summer, spring, autumn, winter, but you can every season see big changes in it. But it can change also day by day or week by week, depending on what the producers have. So, for example, in the case of the producer of native potatoes of Ayacucho, has wonderful native potatoes from the month of May to the month of August. So that's where we can use the potatoes, and then after that, we're not gonna have those particular potatoes, but then we can get it from another producer, and then we can change the menu.
It's more about being conscious. Not everything can be perfect or sustainable, but you have to ask and investigate about everything, you know. Can I do something with a local product? What's the best option? And always have that as one of your criteria for choosing things, you know what I mean?
How's it gone down with the local public?
Here, for example, we're in La Molina, a district that really doesn't have restaurants, but has a lot of people living here with the capacity to afford a restaurant like this, with a lot of organic products that are not gonna be necessarily cheap. The Molina people, for example, have accepted it really well. It's a market that actually is wanting new things. However, still we are battling because sustainability is not a huge thing. So it's hard for people still to actually understand, for example, why you don't have this product all year round.
But as a client coming to the restaurant, I think it's a very easy concept to accept, because here in Peru, people like new things, and I think that's on our side.
And they like the gringo too.
What's it like running a business or restaurant as a couple then?
It's quite interesting. I've worked with Jason before. It's different now because we're both bosses and we have to actually negotiate together and just get to an agreement. I love Jason very much, and I think we know how to work really well together. There can be moments of tension. There's been a lot of times that I just go into the kitchen and just get out of my head and start screaming for this dish or because the customers put a lot of pressure on you. But then we go home at the end of the night and it's just Jason and I, like in our little apartment and eating late at night like we've always done. And yeah.
Okay, so this is your house speciality drink, is it? Can you just explain what it is?
Yeah, well, it's called a Chicano. It's basically a mix of pisco, which can be macerated with any fruit or vegetable, anything, any flavor, spice. It's got a bit of lemon, usually a little bit of sugar syrup and ginger ale. In this case, we're using the Britvic ginger ale, which we like. And then, hold on. A little bit of bitters. And here in Nenka, we make our own. So we use a bitter herb from the Andes, which is normally used in Pachamanga, which is a traditional plate here, and orange peel to give it a nice bitter flavor. Well, anyway, cheers.
That was founders of Nenka restaurant, Lorena Valdivia and Jason Nenka, who recommends his slow-cooked octopus with purple Andean potatoes if you are heading to Lima anytime soon.